This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Korach comes with an egregious claim against Moshe and Aaron. Korach says, I'm more suited to be the Kohen Gadol. I'm more suited to be the leader of the Jewish people. Madua tisnasu al kahal Hashem. Why do you preside yourself with authority over the Jewish people? Korach says, I'm of greater lineage. There's nepotism going on here. You appointed Aaron your brother. I am more qualified for the job. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he has a very poignant and sensitive reaction. Vayishma Moshe, vayipol al panav. Moshe hears the words of Korach and he falls on his face. Interestingly, this is the reaction of Moshe Rabbeinu. But we don't find what the reaction of Aaron HaKohen was. After all, Moshe was accused of nepotism. Aaron is being accused that he's not fit for the job, that Korach is more suited than he is. The Ramban says, he fell on his face. Moshe fell on his face, but not Aaron. Ki Aaron b'musaroi uvekdushasai. Aaron, in his ethical behavior, in his holiness, loy ono davar bechol hamachlokes hazu. We don't find that Aaron said one word. Vayihi kemacharish. He was silent. Uchemoide. It was as if he admitted Shema'alas Korach gedula mima'alasai, that in fact Korach was greater than him. Avalu oisa kedavar Moshe u'mekayim gzeres melech. But he's just doing what the king told him. He's just fulfilling the decree. In other words, what is Aaron's reaction to the accusation of Korach that Aaron is not fit and Korach is more suited for the job? Aaron is silent. Look at the midos, the musar, the Kedusha of Aaron HaKohen. How does someone reach such a level where they're being insulted, assaulted, criticized publicly, defamed, and yet they don't react? The Gemara tells us in Masech Dagitin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Hane'elavim ve'enam olven, one who is insulted and does not insult back. Shoymin cherpasan ve'en mashivin, they hear their insult and they don't respond. Oisin me'ahava, they act out of love and they rejoice in affliction. About such a person, the Pasuk says, the oyhavav, those who love Hashem, kitzes Hashemesh bigvurasai, like the sun that comes out in its strength. Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Shmiras Halasha and Shar HaTfuno explains that the Gemara is delineating three levels. You can have some people, when they're insulted, they don't insult back. But they say, stop it, why are you insulting me? That's a level, that's a madrega, not to insult back, but that's not the highest level. Then there are people who, when they are insulted, they just remain silent, but it hurts them. They don't rejoice that they're being insulted, but they bear it, they tolerate it. That's a very high level, but it's not the highest level. The highest level is when one is insulted, they rejoice, they're happy. Why would somebody be happy? Why would somebody rejoice when they're insulted? Chafetz Chaim explains from the Medrash Tanchuma that while it's good to have a good life and always to be comfortable, there's no one who is perfectly righteous and never sins. So everybody has to experience some difficulty to atone for their sins. The greatest atonement, the most easy to deal with atonement, is instead of, heaven forbid, having to suffer physically, emotionally, is to be insulted. Because here the Ribbono Shel Olam is offering you an opportunity to experience yisurin, afflictions, which atone for one's sin, and it doesn't cost money, and it retains a person's health and well-being. And if a person has a good sense to recognize and to access his emunah, that everything that happens in this world is divinely orchestrated, divinely decreed. And Hashem is giving a person a gift. An insult is a gift from Hashem, where instead of having to actually, chas v'shalom, physically suffer, Hashem says, look, this will be your yisurin for a sin you may have committed. Does it cost you anything? You don't have to physically suffer. And if you accept it out of love and rejoice in it, knowing that it's, in a way, an easy way to experience suffering, to atone for sin, that's the highest madriga. That madriga one will achieve, that they will illuminate. That is the madriga of Aaron HaKohen. Throughout the whole episode with Korach, Aaron doesn't say a word. He's silent. He agrees. Korach, you're more suited for the job. You're greater than me. The madriga of Shoymin Cherpasan Ve'eno Meshivin Aleihem HaKosav Me'omer Ve'oihavav Ketzeis HaShemesh Begvurasai. Such an individual will illuminate forever. Wishing everyone a wonderful week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.